Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stevenson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rob Gardner. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball towards left field. Peterson fields the ball and throws to third. Hart drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hart. Stewart moves to third. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Bob Priddy now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Barton and he is out, Lanier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is hit by the pitch. Barton moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Barton and he is safe. Jones steals second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. McCovey scores. Hart moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peterson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peterson moves to third. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Priddy bunts towards the mound. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jones is hit by the pitch. Hunt moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, tags Jones and throws to first to double up Stewart. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson strikes out. Stevenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peterson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lanier catches it and throws to first to double up Hiller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Pool is 0-for-3 in the game. Crane Pool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Murphy pinch runs for Ed Crane Pool. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing left field. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.